This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Kent Taro, Administrator of the Macoupin County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Kent.
Thank you, Rick.
Kent, we are going to discuss today on the show a new health clinic is coming to Carlinville, and of course it's affiliated with the Macoupin County Public Health Department. And we'll let you talk a little bit about the beginning of this new clinic, its name, and where it's going to be located.
This clinic is actually going to mirror the Macoupin County Maple Street Clinic in Gillespie. One of the priorities and responsibilities of a public health department is to provide those services that are not being provided now. They call us a provider of last resort. Many years ago, we started working on becoming a federally qualified health center, and that is actually to try to meet any healthcare needs that are not being met now, and primarily for the underserved, which is anybody that isn't getting service now, regardless of age, race, sex, and income. So we have had the Maple Street Clinic open and certified since 2011, and we have outgrown, the Maple Street Clinic, and I'm happy to tell you that we served over 8,000 people in 2017, 8,073 to be exact. And the problem, which is really a good one, is that we really had run out of room for any of the services to be able to expand to meet the need. We have waiting lists, so we have actually been fortunate enough to, with the help of people in the Carlinville area and the demand that we have and the growth, we have over 1,000 people we serve from Carlinville. And in Carlinville North, which does include some people from Greene, Morgan, Sangamon, Christian, and Montgomery, we have approximately 3,000 people we serve, and that's growing all the time. Now, our transportation program helps that because we do help people from Macoupin and 15 miles around side our borders. We help them get to our federally qualified health center services, and that's helped us grow as well. So what happened was the old medical professional building at that used to face the old Carlinville Area Hospital. It's on Morgan Street, 1115 East Morgan Street, to be exact, was open and available for purchase. And we basically pursued it and were able to secure it.
This will be called?
The Macoupin County Morgan Street Clinic. You're very likely going to see two signs on the front of it facing you when you drive up to it. And that will include Macoupin County Public Health Department and Macoupin County Morgan Street Clinic.
This clinic, you had mentioned, will be like the Maple Street Clinic. Maybe you can talk about services that will be available and if there may be some that aren't or a little different.
Yes. How it's going to differ from Maple Street Clinic is we are going to have our public health services there. So the direct services that we provided at 805 North Broad at our home office since the beginning of our development as a public health department. Well, we've been in there since 1990. We are going to be moving the WIC program over there. We're going to be moving all public health services, immunizations, screenings, whatever type of group education, all will be offered over at the Morgan Street Clinic. That will be integrated into the services we provide at Maple Street Clinic, including medical care, dental care, counseling, and psychiatric care. About 25 years ago, I did a fellowship in interdisciplinary care, and I'm an absolute believer in the ability to have all care to meet all needs of a person when they walk through your door. I do believe that is the essence of a federally qualified health center, and I'm absolutely convinced that it's very difficult to have good physical health long-term if you don't have a good mental and emotional health. Now, the only difference that will be is May of 16, we have been providing at the Maple Street Clinic opiate and heroin addiction treatment and recovery. We provide therapy and case management and medicine that blocks the cravings. And we serve 65 people right now in that program. Very successful. We've had a very good, so far, long-term rate of people that aren't using and have really started to take hold of their lives. That will not be offered in Carlinville. It requires a lot of staff and a lot of room. And very intense, and that will remain in Gillespie.
And so for the people listening that are used to your facility, the health department facility on Main Street here in Carlinville, they'll be going over there too for, as you said, all the services. And what will become of the Main Street facility?
We have had some growth, and we want to consolidate all of our business, finance, and accounting offices all at the Macoupin County Public Health Department Home Office at 805 North Broad. And we believe that's actually going to make us more efficient when it comes to everything from grant administration to developing new programs to billing and accounting, and being able to keep up with all of the mandates that are required by the state and federal government in particular.
Question I have is, when I interviewed you when the Maple Street Clinic was going to go into operation, sort of how did this, shall we say, funding, or how did this get put together? Because I know Maple Street was quite a project as far as getting it up and running. How about this one?
Well, a couple of things. We were very fortunate with the cost of the Morgan Street Clinic, and we don't have the same conversion cost because Maple Street Clinic was previously an elementary school, and this building was a medical professional building. Probably the main cost that we're going to have are going to be, we are going to have four dental operatories, four dental chairs, three medical exam rooms, a place for the WIC program to do all their services, a psychiatric and counseling room, a group education room, and a area to do our immunizations and other types of screenings. This cost will be about 20% of what it costs to develop the Maple Street Clinic. That was this is 5,000 square feet. Maple Street Clinic was 12,000 square feet, and we really don't have the turnover costs. Where we're going to pay for it from is both the growth in revenue and in reality, much of the staff is already hired and working at Maple Street Clinic. We just have outgrown it to the point of we have so much demand and so much staff that we are not as efficient as we could be if we had another site. I did want to add, too, that we believe at its full capacity, Rick, we'll probably be serving somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 patients there. The demand for the dental care is absolutely growing exponentially. Psychiatric and counseling care is growing as well, and our medical care is staying steady as well. So about, we'll probably have, I would guess, around 2,500 patients. I'm going to guess within a year, year and a half of opening.
I guess opening is the big word. When is the opening planned or projected?
We have put all of our plans together for what remodeling needed to be done. We have let out bid to a general contractor, and if I have my way, and that's not always or very often, it's we hope to be open July 1.
Of this year, 2018?
Of 2018, yes.
Who actually are your clients that'll be coming to the clinic?
Well, a lot of our demand comes from the underserved. In dental, there's a lot of Medicaid patients, but then again, I've got two dentists that had their private practices. We have some of their patients, so we have people that have insurance. We have people that are uninsured. If you don't have insurance, we will charge on a sliding fee scale, and then any lab services, or say if you're in dentistry, if you have to get dentures, you know, you're going to have to pay whatever the cost of that is. And so we will serve anybody. We have uninsured. We have Medicaid. We offer a sliding fee scale on top of it for your for services if you're uninsured. And we offer a sliding fee scale even if you do have insurance for your copay or deductible as well. So we do have people at a high income level. Not a whole lot. Some people at middle income, and yes, a lot of people that don't have great means. And we have become known as a pretty high quality place, and we may be the only place that you can get some of the dental care that we provide. We may be the only place that you can get the psychiatric and counseling care that we provide in an integrated manner with medical, dental, and public health services. And we are definitely the only place in quite an area to get outpatient opiate and heroin addiction treatment and recovery. So we basically serve anybody that needs us.
And I guess you sort of have a built-in customer base. As you said, you have maybe from Western Green or Southern Morgan. Those people will now just have to take a shorter ride.
Yes, and we have discovered that if you live in Verdon, for say, or Auburn, it is, even if we have a transportation program to help you get there, it is still a little bit of a barrier to get all the way to Gillespie. We have no doubt that the demand is going to be great for people that can't get to us in Gillespie from Southern Sangamon, Green, Christian, especially on the west side, Montgomery on the west side, and Northern Macoupin. It is difficult, and having that 15 miles closer is really going to increase people's access to services, and that's what we're all about.
Ken Terrell, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Thank you for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.